This is Ozarks at Large. There is a birthday party Saturday on the square in Fayetteville. It's for the Farmers Market. The Fayetteville Farmers Market turning 40 on Saturday. Doesn't look a day over 29. Lori Boatwright and Teresa Maurer, who are co-managers of the Fayetteville Farmers Market, are with me. And do you have all the birthday accoutrement ready?
Working on it. This week's proven to be very busy for us getting everything together, but it's going to be a good time. It'll also be the first Saturday that Block Street will be closed, and we'll have special activities on the west side of Block Street. Have a kids' corner, have some market music, as well as the Block Street business owners through there will be part of the festivities that day as well, with special sidewalk sales and things like that. And then we'll have some different things going on in Town Center Plaza, including, you know, a station to give the market a birthday card and see some pictures of the market from 1973 to 2013.
Is it actually the 40th anniversary? July 6, 1973 is when it started?
The 3rd, actually.
The 3rd, okay.
Is, but, you know, we decided to
sure
kick it back to Saturday and have a big party.
So. What do you know, what do either of you know about that first ever market on July 3rd, 1973?
For one thing, it wasn't on the square.
Where was it?
I think it was in the parking lot behind City Hall. We'll have to
double check that.
The market actually moved to the square April of 1974. But that was the first Fayetteville Farmers Market, and 40 years later, we're bigger and better than ever and going to hopefully keep growing.
Any idea how many vendors were at that first one? If
4 to 6, I think. I would mm-hmm. say somewhere in that range. It was very, very small. And it was started as sort of an economic opportunity initiative to help give rural people a chance to have enterprises that would benefit them and benefit the community.
So you're going to have a chance to sign the card for the Farmers Market birthday?
Sign a card, and some other special stuff will be going on. I'm not going to give away too much right here. You're going to come see it for yourself.
Well, what time should you be there to make sure you see this special secret stuff?
9 to noon.
Okay, we'll make a day of it. Make a morning.
Yeah, when we do it all out. So we're going to have special activities going on from 9 to noon. Of course, market opens at 7. And but, yeah, we're excited. Just have a party.
And we're going to have a full square full of vendors. Every spot is going to be filled that I can fill with a vendor. So we're going to have our full complement of, you know, artisans and bakery and food court and produce and meat. So definitely if you're still, like, if you've run out of things on the 4th of July, come and shop on the 6th. It is a party, but it's also a time to shop.
You mentioned that the first market wasn't on the square. Probably there was just one per week. Things have changed in 40 years.
Things have changed.
Yeah. The season has extended to where now they were just open about 3 months that very first season. And so, you know, now we go from the first weekend in April until Thanksgiving. And last year we had the first ever winter market, which we hope to do again this year. So we're going to take farmers market year round and multiple days and times as well. And locations.
Yeah, and then having it during the week, which people still kind of forget. Mm-hmm. You know, we are open during the week on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at the square. So, and it's really been a great partnership with the city because they've had to make some special provisions for us to have it not only on Saturday but on those weekday mornings. And we have been especially grateful for that.
And another change in those 40 years, now you've gone out. You're at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks.
Yeah, exactly. And that has been a growing experience. We have got some folks from the neighborhoods there that have really been looking for an opportunity to shop that's not on the square because they've got other things going on. And we are actually going by popular demand to change the day of the week on the weekends. We had been having it on Saturday mornings. Now we are moving it to Sunday mornings.
Which means either day of the weekend now, if you're in Fayetteville, you can get Farmers Market. You know, if it slips your mind Saturday, you're out of town, boom, you can do it on Sunday.
Now you can do it on Sunday. And we'll be opening at 9 a.m. on Sunday and staying open till 2. And the big change to anybody that's shopped at that market on Sundays in the past is having the tent. I mean, we always had that kind of nice open space, but the customers were in the sun. And now the produce and everything that's kind of perishable can be in the shade, and the customers can be in the shade as well. So we're really, again, we're responding to popular demand. I had a lot of people walk in last weekend and just unsolicited say, please, is there any chance you could move it to Sunday? So we're responding to that. And in agreement with our board, we are moving the date.
So does that start this Sunday, the 7th?
Actually, it will start on the 14th.
The 14th, okay.
But an important thing to know is that we are inviting everybody on the 6th, Saturday the 6th, to not go to the Botanical Garden, but to come down to the square and join us down there, because we're going to need kind of all hands on deck. So we are going to close the Botanical Market on Saturday, July the 6th.
They will not be there.
It will not be there. And then it will open up on Sunday, July 14th at 9 o'clock. In the tent.
The Wednesday evening markets will still be going at the Botanical Garden from 4 to 7, and that's a really nice market, a great chance to just stop in on your way home, pick up what you might need, and enjoy the garden. It's been fun. We've had all kinds of activities out there, from art demonstrations to kite flying to, you know, just a little something different. So it gives us an opportunity to play around and do some different things that we can't do on the square. So.
Gotcha.
Kind of the best of both worlds for us.
And we are now in the part of the season where, production-wise, we've got enough to supply all 5 of those markets. So especially with moving to Sunday, we have vendors that will be able to harvest also on Saturday and bring produce to market on Sunday. So we're actually hoping to see quite a few more vendors out there.
All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.